Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Morning by morning, you take hold of our heart, or you have taken hold of our hearts. But morning by morning, you put new light, new life into our hearts so that we can carry it into our meetings with our family, with people at our work, whatever we're doing, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you are a very present help, and you have taken hold of our heart, and you shine your light into our hearts so that we can bring light and goodness into all meetings, meetings with individuals, meetings with family, meetings with the church, meetings with everyone. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing a wonderful job taking hold of our lives and letting our light shine so as to encourage others to shine their light. Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 11, verse 19 to 22. No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then, when you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat. For when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in, or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this matter.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for understanding here. What I just perceive here is that, you know, each and every one of us have been called, being knocked off our horse, and that's knocked off worldliness, turned away from the world. Don't want to be conformed to the pattern of this world, and we are now being conformed by the Lord as He's taken hold of us. So what you see in here is that which has been taken hold of in the believers, whether it's right or it's wrong, it comes out in meetings, it comes out in selfishness or love. It comes out in self-control or no self-control. And so what is happening here in the natural, in the meetings, is pointing out the spiritual lack that is necessary to be addressed. So that's what I pick up here, because we are there to be the fragrance at all times. We're there to bring and share the glory of the Lord. We haven't fallen short. We've been given the glory of the Lord again. We can now arise and shine, for our light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen. And this light needs to be shared, as I prayed in my early prayer, in our quiet time, even speaking to the Lord, in our time speaking with our partners and our children and our family. And then that same fragrance needs to be consistent, carried into other houses, our fellowships, wherever we go. So this is the whole encouragement. And here we can see that God has got this light in mind, this light of life, answers for problems, light for darkness, blessings for curses, for every area. So this is it. Being called home in righteousness, peace, and joy. And so we need to stay in righteousness, peace, and joy. I'll share you from the message, and it just makes the picture a bit clearer. So we can see here where Paul is going here, but we'll see that tomorrow. What is the necessity here? We needing to be consistent. Noble people need to make noble plans. And they need to stand in nobility from morning, noon to night, because they have a noble God, they have a noble calling, and they're in a noble kingdom, and they're bringing this noble kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.